This is Ozarks at Large for a rainy Friday, the final day of August. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He's the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. And Michael, not only rain, but an abundance of rainbows all over the place the last 16 hours or so.
Right. It was very pretty yesterday. And, of course, it's raining, though. You know, football season starts, so it's got to rain.
That's right. Not encouraging job numbers for the Fort Smith region were released this week.
And, in fact, across all metro areas in Arkansas, all except the Memphis, West Memphis metro area, which stayed the same, but jobless rates increased in July compared to June. Now, the good news is, compared to last July in 2011, all the jobless rates are down for the Arkansas metro areas. But, yes, in Fort Smith, it increased from 7.7% in June up to 8.5% in July. And we also saw, unfortunately, the number of unemployed, and of course this is an estimate, but the number of unemployed jumped from just a little over 10,000 to 11,100. So almost a gain of 1,100 people. I have to think that some of that is folks that were laid off from Whirlpool in June are now beginning to enter the system. So I think we may be seeing the first signs statistically of the Whirlpool plant closing. In northwest Arkansas, the Fayetteville Springdale-Rogers area, the rate increased from 5.7% in June to 6.1% in July. But here's the thing that I really have to keep tabs on in terms of northwest Arkansas. The northwest Arkansas rate does not necessarily measure the job growth in that area because job growth in northwest Arkansas continues to be very healthy. And the fact that the jobless rate rose in northwest Arkansas is more of a function of the size of the workforce than it is the number of employed, number of unemployed.
Also this week, home sales numbers were out for the region.
Yeah, and here we go. This is another report, Kyle, that shows there's a, you know, one step forward, one step back kind of thing. In all across Arkansas, for the first 7 months of the year, home sales are only up about 1.16%. In July, they were down across the, now should back up. We measure with the Arkansas Home Sales Report that we do at the City Wire, we measure the 14 most populated counties in the state, which make up roughly 70 to 75% of total home sales. And in those markets, we found that home sales were down 6% in July. Like I said, they're up 1.16% for the first 7 months of the year. Home sales are still trending upward in central Arkansas, still trending upward in northwest Arkansas, but not in the Fort Smith area, not in the Jonesboro region. So what we're seeing is just two different markets. You know, the northwest Arkansas market continues to show that it's pulling itself out of that just horrible bubble it fell into in 08, 09, and somewhat into 10.
Well, how much, you know, northwest Arkansas has this sort of added advantage, I guess, because of the ever-increasing enrollment at the University of Arkansas. Now 20,000 undergraduates for the first time and, 26,000 students. So there are more people coming in this time of year that need to live somewhere.
Right, and that, you know, the corporate environment continues to grow with Walmart and J.B. Hunt and the Tyson Foods. And even you really saw the effect of that growth in enrollment at U of A with the building permit numbers in northwest Arkansas. The five cities, collectively, the increase in July among the five cities was a little over 300%. Let me say that again, 300%. That's not a math error. And a lot of that was for a $59 million, almost a $60 million project in Fayetteville for housing, which is part of, you know, the university's wanting to make it more of a walking campus, and so they're trying to get some of the off-campus student housing right next to the campus, if that makes sense.
Finally, I want to ask you about, tomorrow college football season kicks off for the University of Arkansas, Arkansas hosting Jacksonville State. You have something at thecitywire.com that is called Tusk to Tail. It involves tailgating to some kind of extreme.
Yes, and I know you don't have long, but we just happened across a group of gentlemen who have been tailgating together for 12 years. One of the gentlemen has attended 162 of the previous 163 Razorback games. That's home and away. So they have, Kyle, it's just, I encourage people to read it. They have tailgating down to a science. So what we are trying to do is essentially do a reality television show, so to speak, around tailgating, but put it on the web, our web platform. And so each week, we'll have two stories a week where they will talk about your tailgating tips, and they have kind of goofy predictions about what might happen in the game or the year. And they just have a lot of fun with it. No one covers this part of, you know, all the media coverage is focused on the players and the coaches and who's falling off the motorcycles and who's not. And so we're going to focus on tailgating and all the culture around that. I mean, if anyone's been to a game, they know that there are thousands of people that go to Fayetteville. They don't have any interest in going inside that stadium to watch a game. They're there to tailgate. They got the game on TV outside, and that's their part of the environment. So we're trying to capture that.
Don't forget, you can see the City Wire on television tomorrow morning at 8 on KXNWA, Sunday morning at 6 on KFSM. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, tailgating, and more for the entire listening area. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Thanks, Kyle.
I'm Brooke Gladstone, and on this week's On the Media, former New Hampshire governor and Romney booster John Sununu says that the campaign shouldn't let a bunch of fact-checkers derail an attack ad.
With all due respect to the, quote, fact-checkers that have called that ad wrong, they don't know what they're talking about. Let me explain to you why they're wrong.
Don't miss this week's On the Media from WNYC.
On the Media, Sunday morning at 11 on KUAF 91.3 FM.